You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on a very special episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast. I'm publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong, and it is my pleasure to present West of Broadway's new co-host, Broadway veteran and all-around wonderful human, the amazing, delightful Wendy Rosoff. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Will. I am so thrilled and so honored to be joining you on this new chapter of the West of Broadway journey.
You've been a guest several times in the past, and it's always been so much fun to see you, and you've added so much to each episode. I'm so grateful for your energy, insight, and expertise that you will bring to our show every episode.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so excited to be able to continue the tradition of bringing a slice of Broadway to the left coast, and this is such an incredible time for West of Broadway.
Yeah, you couldn't have come at a better time. We have officially joined the Broadway Podcast Network, and we can now be found at broadwaypodcastnetwork.com/West of Broadway, along with a roster of fantastic theater-themed podcasts. I mean, there are some pretty unbelievable shows at BP.
I know.
It's really amazing.
It is.
And here we are alongside of them. It's awesome.
Yippee.
We actually posted an interview with co-creator BPN Alan Seals in our most recent episode, like the one right before this one, back when I was flying solo.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet him face-to-face when I went to BroadwayCon in New York City.
Tell me about that. How was that?
It was so crazy fun. I met so many wonderful people.
Aww.
And I got to bank a lot of episodes. So
how cool.
Because we have, this is a very fun project, but we have a busy life and we've got other projects and other jobs and other things on our grind.
Yes.
So I have a bank of some really exciting podcasts that I can service out over the next couple of weeks.
And what was your favorite part of BroadwayCon?
Definitely. Okay. Seriously.
Seeing
everyone from like years and years ago, you know, and, but my favorite part that like really made my heart sing was like, I was talking to my friend, Lori Wells, who we interviewed just recently, and I love and adore her. And around the corner walked Julia Murney, who I haven't seen. I was on tour with Wicked with her and I hadn't seen her in like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And she had just done a panel and was walking around the corner with a couple of her panel castmates. And I saw her and I ran over and I threw my arms around her and I hugged her and we got to catch up. And so that was really nice.
Oh, that's so special.
Yeah, it was. And it just like the bonds that we share from tour life and
never go away. That's family forever.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got to tell her how much she means to me, which was really nice because it's been too long, you know, but it's just that was my favorite part is like those familiar friends that I have. It's been too long since I've seen. So like, I really enjoyed that.
That is so fantastic.
Which so we worked together in 42nd Street and
you and I did.
We did.
We flop ball changed on the Broadway.
And it's just every once in a while I'll get to see or I'll talk to, thanks to social media or just picking up the damn phone and talking to fellow cast members from that show. And it's just like stepping back in time, you know, just because I have so much love for all of those people.
It's funny too, because it feels like another lifetime ago. But at the same time, it's also like no time has passed when you start talking to these people, right? I mean, it's just like
it's amazing. But then you stop and you look and you see what amazing things everyone has done.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you remember Gavin Lodge?
Yeah.
He started his own diaper bag for dads. Like
He has two kids,
and it's called EC. He couldn't find the right diaper bag for his lifestyle, so he created it. Ugh. And it is beautiful. And I think Harry and Meghan got one. Like they have one that they use for their new
no
baby.
Way.
Yeah, it's like major.
Oh my God. Talking about Harry and Meghan, I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but
please.
I'm just going to tell you for one moment, because as any squirrely actor does, I was on IMDb recently looking at my zhuzh, and I was looking at an old pilot that I did that actually never got picked up. It was called Good Behavior. I believe it was ABC. And it said that I was somehow connected on IMDb. It's like, you're three times connected away from so-and-so. And it said, you are directly connected to Meghan Markle. And I was like, what? And as it turns out, I shot that pilot with her.
No.
But this was so many years ago. I mean, a decade ago. So I had no idea at that time. Obviously, who
right.
did? But
right.
I was just like,
you're like,
look at
me. I'm doing a pilot with one of the girls from that what's the case?
Oh, with Howie Mandel.
So
anyway,
and then there's Amy Caroline Griffith.
Yes,
she has an amazing brand of yoga and pre and postnatal because she's a mother of twins.
7 million.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And but what she's been able to do and like
I
take.
Know.
Yeah. And then our good friend Erin Stoddard. She lives out here in Los
she
Angeles.
She does.
And you are working on a project with her right now.
I am. So we are actually. I had my first rehearsal last night. It's going to be really special. I'm so excited about it. It's called Glass Ceilings. Mm-hmm. It's an original musical. This is going to be the world premiere of it, I believe, fully staged. It's going to be at the Rockwell Table and Stage in Los Villas. And Erin is playing an historical character, I believe Elizabeth Blackwell. That could be a lie, but I don't think it is. And it's all about women historically, as well as some lightly fictionalized characters, but who represent women of this time in history without saying this is so-and-so. It's really powerful. The music is incredible. It's a female director, a female musical director. I'm just super stoked. Yeah, and it's great. It'll be great to be reunited with Erin as well.
Yeah, it's. I remember when we were all working in New York, and then you told me that you were moving to Los Angeles, yeah. And it made so much sense just because you're so talented in so many different areas.
Oh, thanks.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like and what your journey like has been like bringing your New York sensibility to the West Coast.
Yeah, I mean, there was no way I could have anticipated what it was going to be. What I thought it was going to look like and what it is are two totally different things. You know, I was lucky enough in New York to be a working actor for over a decade. I just did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I scrapped my way up. But once things started rolling, things were rolling. When I moved out to L.A., it was like starting from scratch in so many different ways. So that was super interesting. I had to kind of broaden my horizons and stretch my wings without realizing that that's what it was going to take. You know, so I am a working actor now, and I'm also a teaching artist, which I love. I love so much. And teaching kind of found its way to me, but I was fortunate in my life to have several really powerful mentors. And if I hadn't had those mentors, I don't think I would be where I am today. And so, you know, my mission as a teaching artist is to pay it forward and really see those diamonds in the rough and
sure.
help them find their way, which is another thing that I love so much about Broadway Podcast Network is that it's like having virtual mentors in so many different ways because you can listen to experts in the field and garner so, I mean, we didn't have that when we were coming up. So it's just, to me, it's gold. Anyhow, you know, as I said, I stretched my wings and I've definitely been fortunate enough to act now in film and television and voiceover. I've gotten to direct and choreograph and write and produce. I mean, and truly everything in between. I'm not above doing some catering for my set either. You know, like whatever it takes to get it done. I'm just a forever curious person who's always ready to dive into a new adventure. And lately that has included podcasting.
Yeah.
It's
been incredible to watch you evolve and really grab that host/interviewer like by the rein. Like you're just so good at
well,
it.
Well, you know, and you helped me develop for Sky Talks,
mm-hmm.
our old podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, what an incredible experience that was.
It really, and it's a great opportunity to bring a bunch of people together and just have wonderful conversation. Like I was saying to you before, how many times have you had a wonderful conversation with someone and be like, why aren't I recording this?
Exactly.
And now
exactly.
we can.
Exactly. What an incredible opportunity, right? Yeah. And so there was Sky Talks, and then I also have another podcast called Two in the Solo Booth that's out of the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. And it literally is us squeezing a bunch of folks into the solo booth, which is the size of a telephone booth, and nobody really knows each other. And we get topics off of Instagram. We ask people to give us topics of something to talk about, and it can literally be anything. And we just go off on it until an alarm goes off. We usually do it at 15 minutes if it's just two of us. We'll do 24 minutes if it's three of us. And then we'll do a little fact check afterwards. And it's been a blast.
That's incredible. And so if people want to send in topics.
Two in the Solo Booth on Instagram.
Fabulous.
Yep, and I'll put a bat call out for it.
Excellent.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of bat calls, I'm friends with you on Facebook. Yeah. You often put out bat calls. Can you talk about for your classes?
Oh, yeah. So I teach these awesome drop-in classes, and I say awesome not because I'm awesome, but the tribe who takes them are awesome. It's a group of folks. Well, first of all, one of the classes that I teach outside of my university settings that I normally teach at is called Broadway Style Combos for Movers, or Broadway Movers for short. And basically the class was built out of me recognizing or watching brilliant singers and actors have meltdowns in their moving callbacks. And you just, you know that squirrely upper lip sweat face that you see, and you're just like, oh my God, you're so talented, but you are literally having a meltdown right down in front of me. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they can't do it. It's about the fact like their mind isn't letting them do it. So this class that I teach, Broadway Movers, is it has a full warm up and we do across the floor progressions, and it's very directional. So it challenges people who aren't used to having to move, you know, quickly in different directions, which is half the challenge, frankly. And then I do a combo at the end of the class that's just a little bit longer and a little bit harder than they want it to be, so that they can train themselves into literally a quote unquote worst case scenario.
Sure.
And succeed at it. But truth be told, we all just have a blast, and what an amazing group of people. And then I'm constantly teaching tap classes, drop-in tap classes, because I have to flap all change.
Good for you. No, that's so...
Yes, thank you.
And I know that we were talking about fellow cast members from 42nd Street back in the day. Yesterday was the Oscars, and I couldn't help but think about our friend who was a choreographer for the movie Joker.
Michael Arnold.
How incredible is that?
Incredible. And... did you see Joker?
I have not seen it yet, but I've seen the scene that he choreographed, like on the stairs.
Yeah.
And how it's become like a social media phenomenon where people find the stairs here in LA and they film, or is it in LA? And they,
I don't know.
They post themselves dancing the Joker dance on
the
stairs.
That's so cool.
It's really cool.
I saw a great interview with the director of the movie as well, talking about Michael's choreography. And it was also featured. There was a piece in the New York Times. And there also was this amazing article in Dance Spirit magazine. I don't know if you saw it.
Cool.
But they were like, there are no Oscars for choreography yet.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. But... they were honoring all of the excellent choreography in films that were nominated for Best Picture or Best Something.
Exactly.
And Michael's was among that. So he's gotten a ton of recognition, well-deserved. His work is so stellar. You and I ran into him recently.
On my birthday.
At Oil Can Harry's, which was the best. He's just so incredible. And we hope to get him here on West of Broadway, Michael Arnold.
Yes.
Come to us.
This is an invitation. You're hearing it now.
Yes. So hopefully we'll be able to chat with him. And also, keeping on the 42nd Street family bend, we are going to be lucky enough to talk to our very own Matt Sklar.
Oh, my God.
Who was in the pit. He was associate conductor, I believe, and on the keys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's since gone on to have phenomenal success. The Wedding Singer, The Prom, of course, most recently, Elf. And The Prom is being made into a Netflix movie right here, right now.
Which is incredible.
And so he's here out on the left coast with us. So we're gonna get him. I was just chatting with him today, and I'm super excited to talk with him and just hear all about all of his incredible success.
It's I'm so proud. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Oh my gosh.
Just what a sweet, kind man.
Yeah.
Do you ever, I know we're getting super personal, but we're friends on Facebook and I'm friends with Matt on Facebook, and he posted a picture back in the day. He was in the Mickey Mouse Club. Did you?
What?
Know? Yeah, he was like a Mouseketeer.
No way.
Swear to God. Like, it's nuts.
And also, not for nothing, but I think he was 18 years old when he started conducting Les Mis. Like,
wow.
He's just one of those people.
Yeah.
How dare he be that talented?
Well, I mean, talent's what it's all about. But and so, speaking of talent and inspiration, have you by any chance seen what's going on at the Pantages in the Dolby Theater this season?
It's
going to
be such an incredible season.
They're calling it Broadway Smash Hit.
Movie musicals, right?
Yeah, it's a Broadway and Hollywood 2021 season.
Yes, that's what it is. Thank you.
And Moulin Rouge
coming.
Which
I'm so excited to see that.
And then some other, right off of Broadway, we have Tootsie's coming, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, The Cher Show.
The Cher Show.
I wonder if it's going to be the... like, if it's, do you know anything about the casting for it?
I don't.
Okay.
I haven't heard yet.
But because all of the women that played Cher are incredible. And I hope...
know. So amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll
and then
see about that.
Aida's coming. Pretty Woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to talk about Aida really
quickly.
I'm so excited. So again, with the 42nd Street Mafia, once you're part of the 42nd Street Mafia, it's like, because there are just so many people that have done it, it's like one of those shows. My very first big job was the European tour of 42nd Street.
Okay.
And there was an incredible, talented performer named Shelley Williams who did that, and she later went on to be part of the Aida original Broadway cast. She's since become a phenomenal director, and she is directing this next incarnation of Aida. Hello.
Good for her.
I know. I'm super stoked. So I believe it's starting at Paper Mill.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting there, and then it's going to start do the tour. So, I mean, fingers crossed, maybe Shelley will get out here and we can have a chat with her.
I would love
that.
That'd
be awesome.
That's incredible. And Have you ever been to the theater at the LGBTQ center here in Hollywood, in West Hollywood?
Yeah, I've actually performed there.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Lily Tomlin Jane Wagner yes. Cultural Arts Center. They're in a couple weeks, they're doing a production of Hair. And
Alexis Cara yes.
is choreographing it.
And which is amazing to me, because can I tell you just a side note, mm-hmm. and this isn't a secret, she just had a baby like 2 months yeah. ago, and she's like, you know, I'll just choreograph a thing.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Amazing. Yeah. So it's, this is a really amazing time for musical theater, especially in Los Angeles, my whole entire point.
I know.
That is just
so exciting.
That is just a small snapshot of what's going on in this town. So yeah. It's just
and
incredible.
I just have to say that I've been auditioning so much more lately, for even this week I was called in for a new Amazon series that's going to be have a musical element in every episode.
You were telling me about that. Who's the choreographer for that?
It's Michael Rooney.
You Mickey Rooney's son?
Yes.
Incredible.
And he's just a prolific
yeah
prolific choreographer who I've not worked with yet, but and I actually didn't know him. He lives mostly in the commercial and awards mm-hmm. world. He does tons of great stuff, and he actually teaches here in town, but it was so cool.
What was the choreography like? I feel like it was like a Marvelous Miss Maisel kind of
no, not quite. It wasn't that stylized. Super fun. It was old school jazz. Oh. Right, so it was actually was set it was his own choreography, but it was set to the chorus line music, so it had that very driving strong lines. Everything had a count, a beat, a look, an angle. And he ran a fabulous audition. Sometimes you do these auditions and you're just like, oh my God, did anybody see me? I couldn't see anything. The whole nine yards when it goes to dance auditions. Mm-hmm. And he had 153 women in the room, we know because it was counted, wow. in one studio. And somehow everybody absorbed that choreography because he was very fair, very cognizant, and very old school. He shook all of our hands after. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
No.
So anyway, that was cool.
When you say old school, like my brain goes to one of two places. One, like movie musical, like 1950s Singing in the Rain, mm-hmm, old school. Mm-hmm. But then another part of me, because I'm a child of the 80s, goes to like Pat Benatar and Poison and Whitesnake and all that. And especially
what
since
did we see?
Just recently we saw at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood, Rock of Ages.
How fun was that?
It was so much fun.
I had the best time. I really did have the best time.
It was, I couldn't believe, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I honestly, because I haven't heard a lot about it, it felt like it was like the best kept secret that people need to start hearing about.
I actually hadn't heard about this LA run. I had heard about it when it was in New York because I had a bunch of friends that were in it, but I never saw it. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, Rock of Ages, fine. I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that this one was immersive, and it has the original team, the original creative team, right? So it's the director, Kristen Hange,
right,
and Kelly Devine is the choreographer, right? Is that correct? It's so good.
It was nominated for like 5 Tonys, mm-hmm. the original, like the Broadway production. Yeah. It's performed all over the world, whether it's London, Japan, you name it.
The arrangements of the music, right? How fun. The mashups and the medleys, those voices.
Okay, so this is my question for you. Well, because the voices were out of control. When I think of musical theater, I think of like the Broadway belt, but these are pop songs. How loud are they singing? Are they like trashing their voices, or are they like just amping it up in the amplifier? What do you think?
I mean, I think that their voices have to be healthy in order to sustain that, mm-hmm. right? So I think that it's a combination of excellent amplification as well as, I mean, there are just phenomenal voice teachers out there that teach pop rock technique, because as musical theater evolves, we've moved much more into a pop rock landscape. So you have to figure out how to sing what sounds impossible, but also maintain the instrument.
Yeah.
And now there are people that specialize in that, which is so cool.
The young stars of the show, when they open their mouths and the sounds that came out.
I could not believe it.
I mean, I enjoyed the whole thing, but when I got to intermission, I thought, okay, my pants have been impressed off.
Yeah.
pantsless. What more can we do?
Tater tots were good too.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I had beer and I had tacos.
I had veggies and hummus.
It was so great. The theater was so much fun. The wait staff was part of the show.
Oh, they were great.
And the audience, I mean,
they were on top of me. My spot, I had like prime action going on. The girls were grinding up against me. I was getting spit on. Like, if you people, you know, want interactive, make sure you bring your raincoat, because if you're in the right seats, you're going to get some spit on action.
Exactly. And it's just, it was so much fun, and it was just such a great cast. And we recently got to sit down with two of the cast members before the show. So just so you know, if you're listening to this and you're in the LA area, I can't only imagine that you're going to buy your tickets and go see the show.
Well, it's an open-ended run. So you've got time, but don't wait, because this show is, you want to see this cast and you want to just enjoy it now. It's so good.
Right. And the lobby was yeah. so much fun, and there was so much happening there. And we actually got to sit down with Regina Levert and Justin Ray, which are two of the cast members.
Yeah.
And the four of us just had this impromptu conversation, like, while they were setting up for the show that night.
They were so kind to show up before a show.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And being at the Bourbon Room was the perfect place to have this conversation. Let's sit down and play that tape right now.
Okay.
Justin Ray and Regina Levert, welcome to West of Broadway.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
We're so happy to be here at the Bourbon Room, like in the lobby right before the show. So thank you guys for taking the time.
Of course.
It's a pleasure.
What an incredible space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Have you seen the whole thing?
Walked around, and it is beautiful. And this is an immersive situation.
The
which
first
is
time
so cool.
in
yeah.
the Rock of Ages history is the first time this show has been put on as an immersive show.
And I feel like it's just crying for that.
Yeah,
oh,
honestly.
How exciting. Do the audiences just go nuts?
Oh, they love it. I mean, like, there's moments when actors are literally inches from your face, or you can literally get a high five from us as we're walking around and dancing.
Well, it's like right here in the heart of Hollywood. I feel like it's the perfect home where Rock of Ages originally started before it made its way to Broadway.
That's
and now
right.
it's come back here. I think it makes complete sense. And I think, as a former working actor, one of the most exciting things is that this is open-ended.
Yeah.
That's pretty
I know,
juicy.
In L.A., what?
I mean,
LA,
unheard
when
of.
Does that happen?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's
a treat. You know, when Rock of Ages started here, was that 2005, 2006?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw that show. This is such a full circle situation for me.
That's so cool.
Because one of my best friends is a dancer, and she was in the show, so I went to check it out, and that was the first time I saw it. And that was the only time I saw it before doing it now.
Wow.
And this is the original team. Correct?
Yeah. Kristen Hange was the original director. Matt Weaver, one of the original producers.
We saw her walking out when we first came in. What an incredible experience to be able to remount it with the original team.
Yeah, it really has been.
It really is. We've been thinking, like, the biggest dream that we could have is that this creates an opportunity for other shows to come out and do the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
And do, like, Broadway West.
I mean,
I love that play on your
why not?
Podcast name. You know that. Why not? I feel like there's absolutely a place for theater
now
to
is the
sit
time.
Down
yes.
and be a long, long-running situation so, and provide work and entertainment that's different. You
now,
know,
do both of you guys live out here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I love, too, because we're both from New York as well originally and made our way out here. And it's so nice to be able to say, we got this job from L.A. We didn't have to go back to New York.
Exactly.
Like, it's all happening here. Yeah. So, yeah, knock on everything. More of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they held the auditions here in L.A., too, which is great.
It doesn't get better than that.
Right.
So, with Rock of Ages, Regina, tell me a little bit about your character.
My character is Justice Charlier, and she is described as a mother of lost souls. She is the proprietor of the Venus nightclub, which provides adult entertainment. And she's a businesswoman, but she has a heart. She looks after these women, and she's a part of the life here on Hollywood Boulevard.
What are the songs that your character sings?
I sing Any Way You Want It. Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah.
What was my first one?
Your first one.
It's always when you try and think about it. You're like,
what do I do?
Almost living in paradise.
Just living in paradise.
Living in paradise.
Yeah. And hard my heart.
Hard my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Hard my heart.
It's just my childhood.
Yeah, totally.
It's amazing.
I know
and
all
she,
of these songs.
She's amazing. You do not want to miss Regina.
Cannot
so
wait.
So good.
It's really fun. I mean, the way the show is built is a little different. I think it's the same as it is on Broadway in terms of the order of the songs and such.
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
I think it is.
Because it switched a little bit from Broadway.
So
the way my show is built, I'm not as much in the first act, but then I'm all in the second act.
Nice.
Which is kind of nice. I mean, I love to just be a part of it and be backstage and hear what's going on and and just kind of get it all going inside before I step out there, which is enjoyable to me.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Justin, can you talk a little bit about your role?
Yeah, so I am in the ensemble as Joey Primo. Well, my main part is Joey Primo, but I understudy Franz, okay. Stacy, Jax, and Drew.
Great. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So he is incredible. He'll put those hats on in a second and go out there and do the entire role.
I have incredible. So much respect for understudies and swings.
Swings.
It's such a special skill that you can. It will serve you the rest of your life because mm-hmm. you can. That flexibility and that malleability
absolutely.
Is just.
And with very little notice a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
You do know? You enjoy yeah. it?
I do, yeah. I really do enjoy it. It's like, it makes work more exciting,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with an ongoing show.
Woo! So just so you know, those of you listening, we are here.
in we are
the
really
lounge,
here.
Right outside the theater, and everyone is setting up for the show. Like, we're in the heart of it, and it is very exciting, very cool. There's a drum set.
Yeah,
being set
so
up
one thing that's special about Thursday nights here is there's this group called the Tall Band. And they perform after the show live music for the people that are attending mm-hmm. the show or the bar. Just
oh,
coming
wow.
to the bar. And this is the first night that they're actually doing it in the lobby of the Bourbon Room. Usually it's done in the venue, the theater space.
Yeah.
This is the first night they're setting up in here.
That's so cool. So if you come and see the show, you actually get to
yeah.
experience
yeah, a little post-show party that
yeah.
happens.
Post-show party.
And it's the
yeah.
band from the show.
So you,
oh, cool.
So you get dinner and a show and then a show and then cocktail. Like, this uh-huh. is
yeah.
like, you don't have to, you just pay for parking once.
That's
you
know? Right. Yeah,
and it's a full evening of entertainment.
That is amazing. That
and
is
I think they still have it on, today is what, today's Thursday?
Today's Thursday. So Thursday's
Fridays,
a tall band.
Yeah, and
Friday's
then there's
karaoke
with the band as well.
Oh,
and they play.
Fun.
Yeah.
And I imagine it's all like karaoke inspired by the show. Like, mm-hmm. like
yep.
So like that.
Yeah. And like, there's different things they do of like the first person that does it gets a free drink or, you know, that kind of stuff.
I literally, my cousin who lives in Boston just messaged me on Facebook and was like, I'm taking the, like his family like they're to Los Angeles and they're like, what can we do? What do we, and I'm going to suggest this. This is incredible.
Absolutely.
This is amazing.
Because even if you come and you don't see the show, there's so much to do here. You can eat and drink here. There's immersive actors that are here and they create an experience for you just without the show.
Yeah.
So do people
well.
Come and not see the show
yeah.
and they just kind of do a hang?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you can get
come
tattoos.
Out.
Fake
IDs. Apparently you can get a fake ID.
Yeah, you
here.
Know.
Whoa. It really is the 80s in
yeah.
here.
And there's like there's immersive actors that are kind of bringing the Sunset Strip to life
yeah.
from
okay.
the 80s.
Okay, that's incredible.
That is fantastic. That is, and so, if folks listening, if they want to get tickets to the show, where do they go? What
you can go to rockofageshollywood.com.
And that's also your Instagram handle.
That is yes. our Instagram handle, which, yeah, and all the information is there. That's how you get your tickets, and then you just bring your phone and get in that way, yeah.
It is, the show seems very old school to me, but then you go on the website, and it is a slick site, and you guys embrace Instagram so much. Like, everybody has, like, their website and their Instagram, like, link
yeah.
right there. It just makes sense. It's,
yeah.
It's mm-hmm. just good promotion. And it's a great way to fall in love with you on stage and then just to follow your career and to stay in touch and to keep up with the
yeah.
stars of the show.
I love the accessibility of all of that. And I think that's really one of the things that most people are attracted to this show because it is immersive. It's absolutely
yeah.
accessible to everyone. And it has such a heart. It's funny and it's smart. But it absolutely has a beating heart. And I think that ability that for us to connect to each other in such an intimate way absolutely sets it apart.
And I feel like shows like this are so needed right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a good time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I have a question about performance-wise. I look at your resumes, and you both have pretty strong musical theater background. Like, how much, give me, like, percentage, like, how much are you rockers, how much are you musical theater playing rockers? You know what I mean?
You know, yeah. It's interesting. I think for both of us, I mean, you generally have to know as many musical styles as you can, so you can be as marketable as
mm-hmm.
you can.
Amen.
And I think, you know, I've lived in that world. I've done work with bands. I've worked on cruise ships. I've done lots of different genres of music, and I think my heart and soul is definitely like in R&B and I love 80s rock.
Sure.
I love all of that. So I think, I don't know, there might be a decent 50-50 split because I think it kind of just goes hand in hand in musical theater, especially now so many shows are pop oriented, you know, and that's what the genres are. So I feel like it's all kind of just hand in hand.
Cool.
No, I don't think there's much of a separation.
When you auditioned for the show, did you audition with a song from the show or did you choose another 80s favorite?
I auditioned with music from the show. Actually, I didn't start with the show. That I was out of town when the auditions first happened. And then the role became available later on, and my friend Marissa, who is another super swing like Justin, told me about it because we both work at Disney. I do the Frozen show at Disney California Adventure. Awesome. And so we worked there together. She's like, Regina, I feel like, you know, something might be opening up over there. You should. I was like, absolutely. So she put me in touch with Kristen and Jonathan, our musical director, and I auditioned for them and got the offer. So it was such a blessing to me because I really wanted to do it, and I really thought I missed my shot.
It was meant to be. Meant to be yours. Yeah. Great. And Justin, what about you?
I was more of a musical theater guy, actually. I wasn't really much of a rocker. But this show has forced me to become a rocker.
That's great.
You will definitely not believe that when you see him do this show. Absolutely a rocker.
You guys, this is amazing, and I want to thank you all. I know, like, you had rehearsal today, and you have a show tonight, and you guys are constantly on. So,
thank you for taking the time.
Exactly. Of course.
Oh,
where can
pleasure.
We find you? We know about the Instagram handle for Rock of Ages. Where can our listeners find you guys? The
same handle, Regina Levert at Instagram, and also Facebook and ReginaLevert.com.
Great.
And yeah. Justin?
Mine is JUS, the number 2. N as in Nancy, R-A-Y. Just two N-Ray.
All right. Wonderful.
Awesome. You guys, thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And good luck with the rest of the run.
Can't wait thank to see you, you guys.
Yes, can't wait for you guys to come back.
Yep.
Definitely.
Come see us.
They were so nice. I loved talking with them, and they were not lying about Regina. She let the second act have it.
Oh my God, that voice. Mm-hmm. She is phenomenal. They both were great, but that her number was just like,
It was I really, really enjoyed the food. I loved the music. I loved the choreography. I loved the ambiance.
It was better than Kids.
Because the show just opened, and they already have super fans that like have clearly.
Oh my God.
They've clearly seen
the
show.
They most certainly do have super fans.
I legit saw a woman move to the front, sit down next to a woman who I think was a stranger, and she was like, "Watch this part."
Yes.
She was on her. It was.
I actually also ran into a friend, and I was like, "Wait, didn't I see on Facebook that you were here last night?" And he's like, "Yep, and I'm here again tonight."
Well.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Well, and the fact that it's open-ended, like, I love, because people ask me all the time, what can we do? You know, like, what's there? Because it's not just a show. It is dinner and a show and drinks and ambiance.
And also, I think it's on Thursday nights. Double check. Go to their website, you guys. But they have a karaoke night where you can get up and sing. And I think some of the cast gets up and sing. Mm-hmm. And there's a live band in the lobby area. That's much, much more than a lobby area. I'm underselling it. But there's a bar. And the ambiance is so incredible. And then there's another kind of like loungy, yummy room that has a stage and musicians and sound equipment. Like, it's the real deal. It's pretty fantastic and unique.
And the days that it's dark, I know that they're doing other programming in that venue. So keep your eyes open.
That venue's so special.
Yeah. Well, you can check out all the programming there at rockofageshollywood.com. And you can follow Regina on Instagram at Regina Levert, L-A-V-E-R-T. And Justin is at Justin2NRay. And while you're at it, Wendy is Wendy_Rozoff on Instagram. And I am Will Armstrong PR. And like I said, you can catch up with past episodes and future episodes on the BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com/West of Broadway.
And speaking of future episodes, we have some great ones coming up. What are we seeing next? Escape to Margaritaville and Book of Mormon are coming up in the next week.
That is just the tip of the iceberg. We've got so many new and exciting things to share with everyone. We're just so grateful that you've joined us.
Oh, I'm so grateful and so happy to be here. I can't wait to see where this goes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Until next time, I'm Wendy Rozoff.
And I'm Will Armstrong. And if you're looking for us, you can find us
just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org, because only together we rise.